Wayne Harvey from WABI TV 5 is here with us in studio. Wayne, as you know, as we've talked about, a man of many talents, not the least of which, I'm not just saying this either. You post quite often some of the meals that you make for your family, and you're a doggone good cook.
I've been really fortunate with different jobs that I've had, whether it was at Channel 2 or Channel 5 now, of getting a chance to be around some really cool chefs and do some different, you know, and watch some different things. And I've gotten to know some of them and kind of pick their brains. And it's really fun to, I wish I had like a full pantry that I could try to get really creative as opposed to trying to make something that my three kids will eat and, you know, to try different things. So I've had the opportunity with different chefs that I've talked to and run things by and picking brains and, you know, how does this work and what should you do and how do you build this flavor and how do you do that? So it's really fun to try to, I enjoy cooking a lot. I cook almost every meal at the house. I do all the grocery shopping. I love it. It's really fun for me.
I don't do it as much as I used to, but I always find it very relaxing, very zen.
Yeah. I throw a podcast on, or I'll have the radio on, or I'll have something going in the kitchen, and the next thing you know, I've got an hour and a half gone, and I've cooked dinner, and everything's ready. I've made a massive mess. It is just horrible, the amount of dishes that I dirty up, but yeah, I really enjoy cooking.
I am the anal retentive chef. I clean
as
I cook.
Do you wash as you go?
I do, yeah.
You're one of those.
Yeah. Years of working in restaurants, I'm pretty good at that, yeah. I go through a lot of dishes, but they're all put away into the sink, and yeah, my counter is pretty clean.
Now, was that the downtown podcast that you listen to when you cook?
Sometimes.
Okay, there you go.
Only when I'm on it, but right, which
ask you
is
this.
Exactly never.
Never, never. Who's the better cook, you or Simcox?
We do some different things.
Does he have anything to do with his salsa? Let's blow the lid off that.
No, he does. And here's the funny story about his salsa. Used to make this for Christmas parties or for whatever get-togethers, you know, a summer barbecue. He would make this and people would go, man, this is really good. You should sell this. And he's like, yeah, whatever. You're an idiot. I'm not going to sell my salsa that I make. And someone else mentioned it, and they mentioned it. And he finally ran it by someone, and ta-da, it's everywhere you look now.
Oh, yeah.
It's in every store. Yeah. And I think he actually puts crack in it because I open a jar and it's gone. I inhale it.
Yeah, it's awfully good.
It is.
Well, so tell us about this. We teased a little bit last hour. This is the America's Best Recipes.
America's Best Recipes.
Sponsored by Eggland's Best.
Right. So, and I'll do that. I'll search online for recipe ideas, dinner ideas, recipes with chicken, recipes with haddock, recipes with whatever. I'll try to find something that I can and make. And typically, I'll tweak it a little bit and change this for that. Because I don't like things overly spicy, so I'll remove, you know, the cayenne pepper that somebody puts in. So, you know, and I'll do different things.
Why would you do that?
Sorry.
Carrie and I both shocked at that notion.
I understand. But mayonnaise is a little spicy at times. that Miracle Whip has got a zing to it. So, and, you know, I Googled, you know, best recipes. And lo and behold, this pops up. I'm like, oh, what is this? Hmm. And so I looked at it, and there were no recipes for me to make for dinner that night. But I found you could win $10,000. Submit your best egg recipe. Submit Eggland's Best.
Yep.
They're the ones putting it on. So it has to be an egg central recipe. And I was trying to rack my brain of what do I make with eggs? I make fried rice, but that's never going to win. And one of the things that it has to have is it has to have a local ingredient.
Ah.
So if you're from Idaho, it's going to have something from Idaho. If you're from New Mexico, they want New Mexico ingredients. So I was trying to think of what do I have that I make with Maine ingredients?
A little Simcox salsa mixed in there, a little huevos rancheros.
I was thinking that I could make like lobster fried rice.
Oh.
I could do that. Yeah. That's Maine lobster. You could put that in with, you know, eggs and that would be great. But I've never made lobster fried rice.
No.
So I would have no basis of trying to be like, and add lobster. That would be my recipe.
Right.
So I was trying to come up with an idea. And a few years ago, my wife and I were at her grandmother's for a holiday of some sort. And I don't know if it was Christmas or leading up to Christmas or what it was. And we stayed the night. And in the morning, she had French toast. And it was baked French toast. It wasn't like you put it on the griddle and do it. And I was like, this is fantastic. And it had cranberries and apples in it and brown sugar and maple syrup. And it was phenomenal. And it sits overnight and you put everything together and you mix, you know, the eggs. You mix the eggs with cinnamon and vanilla and different spices. And then you mix brown sugar and maple syrup and the cranberries and the apples together, and you put it all in, and you cover it with a milk base, and it sits in the fridge overnight.
What do you go with brie? You use a brioche? What do you use?
You can use anything.
Yeah.
If I can get like a thick brioche is great. Brioche is fantastic for it. But even like a thick Texas toast. So it's got it'll hold up to it. Right, you don't want to have something really thin. If you want to make your own bread, great, do that. I went through a bread making kick for a while that I don't make as much bread now as I used to. But so you can do it that way. And then you set it in the fridge overnight and then you pop it in the oven for 45 minutes and it's ready to go in the morning. And it's amazing. And so I thought, well, Maine has cranberries, Maine apples, Maine maple syrup. Bam, I've got my Maine themed egg recipe.
There you go.
And here it is. And you could exchange the cranberries and apples for blueberries if you want to do Maine blueberries. Mm-hmm. Whatever you wanted to do, you can add it that way. And I mentioned that in my, you have to do a reason of why you're doing it. And I mentioned, you know, my wife's grandmother, their story, and she was always, and it's everything that she ever had, everything that she made was top shelf. It was great. And this is one of those things, like she used the best ingredients, she used the best things she could find. So I told that in the story, and you can change it to whatever you, if you want to use the Maine blueberries, you want to use Maine strawberries. I mean, we have a ton of Maine strawberries doing that way. And for some reason, I won the state contest.
There it is. I'm looking at a picture of it here online, Wayne H.
So I had to send the recipe in. I think it's a group out of Colorado that's actually putting it on, Trimark Group. I think it's actually putting it on. But Eggland's Best, I think, is based out of New York, New Jersey. I had to send it out to them, and they actually had chefs that made every one of these state-winning recipes.
Wow.
And then they took photos, as you can see online. They took photos of them, and they've tried them and sampled them and different things. So that's part of the judging as well as the voting portion of it, too.
So I'm looking at Connecticut here, a little harvest apple custard crotata. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That's a little
there's
precious.
One, and they're only voting on the Northeast right now, from June 12th to July 3rd. Is the Northeast. And then there's five regions.
You have Delaware and District Columbia are now part of the Northeast?
Well, you have to break it up into five sections of the country.
What's Delaware? Is that some sort of potato salad?
Wait, there's one of them that's like an upside-down pineapple cake. And I'm like, we're not in Hawaii. What is this?
Stacy here has got a little...
it's not even a potato salad. It's an avocado egg salad.
Hmm.
English Thai-influenced avocado eggs.
Deviled eggs? Come on, Maryland, step it up a little bit.
Why not Maryland crab cakes with it? I mean, there's going to be a way you put eggs in crab cakes.
I will say, Jersey looks pretty good. Jersey-style Korean pork roll bowls.
Hey,
big old fried egg.
We're trying to get Wayne to win.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Okay, let's not talk about how great Jersey looks.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's the best. What I'm saying is here, you're up against some seriously strong competition here. Although, again, as I look at some of these, just making a recipe and throwing a fried egg on top.
And that's why I didn't want to do something like fried rice. You know, I wanted to kind of create and have a story with it, too. There has to be some theme behind it and some message behind it.
Cheesecake Judy from New Hampshire? Really? Come on now.
Well, it's New Hampshire. They don't pay taxes.
New York's doing cheesecake, too.
You would think New York would, like a New York-style cheesecake. That seems to make sense. But.
So here's all you have to do for the next level. This is the Northeast region, and you said five regions. So if you win this, then it's on to the Nationals.
So if you win this, it's a G-note right in Daddy's pocket. All
really?
Right? Yeah.
Sweet. That'll buy
American dollars.
That'll buy a lot of maple syrup.
That's a lot of money. All right, I'll take that. And then once that happens, and then there's voting July 12th through August 3rd, and then August, and then they go through. And so it's around, I think it's actually around my birthday. It's in mid-November, which would be a great birthday present, that they're going to announce the five finalists. And then the national winner gets 10 grand, and I think you're in a magazine and a recipe, a book, and all this stuff.
It's americasbestrecipe.com. That's where you go. Look for Wayne's recipe. It's right there. You can click on all these and cast your vote, but for goodness sakes, vote for Wayne. And, you said you can vote every day.
Every day. As many I found out that I have five email addresses. I didn't realize I have five, but I do. I have my work email, email.
It's those burner accounts.
Right, exactly. And I didn't have to create any.
Channel 5 sucks. Who's this guy? That's Wayne.
I don't run the Sixers. What? No, we don't do that. So you can vote on your personal email, your work email, whatever, how many you have. Everybody has two or three emails.
Mm-hmm.
And vote once a day of each one of those emails from now through Tuesday.
There you go.
I don't know like how much the voting weighs into it, how much their recipe testing weighs into it, how much the story plays into it. I have no idea. And I emailed them and said, hey, I'm going to be on the radio this afternoon. Why don't you listen? Maybe this helps. I have no idea.
Absolutely. So Judy from New Hampshire, I'm sorry. It looks like a great cheesecake, really. please.
Judy's probably a very nice person.
She's got to be sweet, right?
New Hampshire's a beautiful state.
I'm also kind of curious here. So in the Northeast, we have Judy from New Hampshire, Pamela from Massachusetts, Christine from Pennsylvania, Chanel from New York, Maria and Daniel from Connecticut, Suzanne from New Jersey, Alana from Maryland, Angela Vermont. You are the lone male.
Sole male entry.
Participant here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, fight sexism in our time.
Exactly.
Men can make French toast too, damn it.
Right. And very good French toast.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, while we have you here, we got a few minutes. I wanted to ask you a couple things. You follow college basketball closer than anybody I know. Possible diamond in the rough here for the Celtics with Robert Williams? Or just too much of a headache?
I don't know. He has very low work ethic. He's talented. He's big. He's athletic. And I think work ethic goes away when Al Horford starts yelling at you and Brad Stevens is your head coach. I think it's kind of easy when you're at Texas A&M and you're the star of the team. You're the guy. I think it's easy to kind of cruise control, and you know you're going into the NBA at the end of this year. So work ethic, maybe that can be fixed. He's got all kinds of talent. He fits in what they need, a rim protector, a guy who will go after it. He doesn't need the ball in his hand to score. He's probably going to be okay if he gets 8 points a game and 10 rebounds. I think that's fine. I don't see that he's never going to be an all-star, I don't think. He's going to be a great piece to the puzzle.
Where's Kawhi Leonard going to end up? Will he come to Boston? Are they going to give up too much to get him?
Here's the trade I would make for Kawhi Leonard. And people will probably be baffled at why I would do this. Because unless you know that he's going to sign a five-year extension at the end of next year, trade him for Kyrie Irving straight up.
Okay.
They're both in their last year of their contract. Yeah. They're both making about $20 million. Mm-hmm. So cap space, it works. You re-sign Marcus Smart. You keep Terry Rozier. You keep Jaylen Brown. You keep Jason Tatum. You keep Al Horford and get rid of Kyrie Irving. Both guys coming off injuries.
Yeah. I don't think they would do that, though.
I think they might.
Well, the Celtics would. I don't think the Spurs would.
The Spurs are old at guard with Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker and Patty Mills. They're old at guard. They need a new lead guard. It makes sense for both teams.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
I don't think it'll happen.
Lakers sound like the best possibility right now.
But I don't know what they're going to offer.
Where's LeBron end up?
I stay back in Cleveland for another year. And then
really?
Do it all again next year.
Mm. Wow.
Once he sees where the pieces of the puzzle land, he sees where Kawhi's going to go. He sees, because Paul George opted out today, right?
Yes.
So he sees where Paul George ends up. Maybe he goes wherever George goes. If the Lakers figure out a way to get Kawhi Leonard between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow, whatever the deadline is for him to opt out, he may go to LA with Leonard. It's either LA or Cleveland, I think.
I like him going to LA. I like that idea.
But I don't think he goes there.
No, I don't either. But I like our friend John Corrales' idea that's the perfect scenario for Celtics fans. Not only do you get to beat LeBron, but you get to beat him wearing
LeBron
a Lakers
and
uniform.
And the Lakers, yeah. But he's not going to go to the West. He's not going to. There's too many horses in the West.
Right.
So he's going to stay in the East. I think, I honestly thought the most perfect spot for him would be New Orleans. But no one has mentioned that.
Mm.
They've lost Boogie Cousins' money. So give him that $30 million or whatever Boogie Cousins makes. Team him with Anthony Davis, Jrue Holiday. You got a couple of shooters on the wing. One guy from Europe that I can't pronounce his name. You got a couple of shooters automatically, he's never played with a big guy like Anthony Davis.
Right.
But again, that's the Western Conference.
Locally, have you been following what Richard Barron has been doing, restocking that main Black Bear roster?
Yeah, and actually, I sat behind Richard at an academic awards night with our girls all in middle school, all there together, and I asked him how things were going, and he said it's good. And, you know, he's bringing in the guys that he wants to bring in, and he thinks, you know, it's not going to be better next year. It's not. They still have some work to do, but he's going to be there to build the foundation. He knows how to turn around a program.
Mm.
He's done it. And people who say, well, he's never coached men, whatever. It's X's and O's. It doesn't matter. And I don't know if you can follow Eddie Curry on Twitter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she had Isaiah White texting her like, hey, I missed my flight. I cannot wait to get back to work with you.
Yeah.
That's all I want to hear.
Oh, absolutely.
And Isaiah White's a monster, too. He's an American. He's a kid who can really play.
What's going on at Bangor Raceway down at Bass Park? What's happening there?
All right, if you haven't been, we've got a couple of young kids. There's this 18-year-old McGuire Sowers who is driving. I think he just graduated.
18?
18. I think he just graduated from high school. His family's been in racing, and I mean, his His dad has been involved in it and trains a lot of horses. So, I mean, he's been around. It's not like he's brand new and just walking in and grabbing reins and going. But he's really having a great season driving this year. But 18 years old, he's doesn't look like he's out of place at all. It's in Mitchell Cushing from the Cushing family in the Farmington area, Wilton area. He's 19. He's driving at Bangor. And it's really good to kind of see that young infusion of talent and willingness to drive and some of the way that they drive. It's really nice. It's fun to see. If you haven't seen some of these younger guys that come out and drive, it's great.
Get on down.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Great.
And we are racing
the
on the 4th, too.
Oh, you are? Oh,
yes.
Good.
We race every year on the 4th. You can watch the fireworks right from there. Come in and bet $2 a race and win a couple of dollars.
That sounds perfect. Wayne Harvey with us again. Vote for Wayne's recipe, Holiday French Toast, America's Best Recipes.com.
And it doesn't just have to be the winter holidays. Use it anytime.
Right, right.
Well, and I don't know if they're actually going to be posting all of our recipes online or not. They haven't done it yet, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Well, after you win the Northeast, they'll have to, right?
Well, once I win the National, it's going to go in a magazine of some sort or a recipe book.
Saying, I'm not just saying, look, once you win the National, Carrie and I, we've got this all figured out. You already have TV experience.
Right.
I think at that point they say, this guy needs his own Food Network show.
If Food Network is listening, so am I. All right? We can sit down at any
now,
time.
If that happened, if you could do that, what type of show would it be? Because well, everybody's got to have their little specialty.
No, my wife and I have actually, we've discussed this, which is sad. We have said...
You want to combine like Chopped and Survivor.
Ooh, that would be fun too. There you go. What
two
can you
of
make
your
on a
passions
beach?
Right there.
Right. Yeah. What can you make on a beach with just a pot and a fire? That would be awesome. But no, we've talked about, can we travel the country or the world and look for the best fish tacos? I love fish tacos. Mm. They are fantastic. And where could I just do, even if it's an 8-episode run or something like that, of traveling around, you go to Hawaii and you try some, you go to San Diego, you try some on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Great, I'm in. And I get to eat fish tacos everywhere I go. Thank you.
All right. Food Network, there you go. You can reach Wayne at WABI TV5 after you get him into first place in this contest.
Right. All you got to do is just get me to win this.
Fantastic. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you for having me in. I appreciate
it. Good to see you, as always.